Good evening. And welcome once again to Harvest Baptist. I take it that all of us are from the house, but it was good to see visitors this morning. It's good to see David back again, and hopefully we can see Bonnie soon. For those of you that don't know it, Ellen and Susan will be leaving. I think this will be your last Sunday. And so I said, Ellen was saying when we were shaking hands that he's going to miss me. I said, well, take me with you. And just take me with you. I don't need too much. And I talk a lot, but I don't. But we're going to miss you. And I want you that when the service is over, say hi to him and Susan and let them know they've been of a great blessing here at Harvest Baptist. It's amazing how when the pandemic hit and we all spread like marbles and we suddenly came back and things are different. But the church is starting to pick up again. And Ellen and Susan were the children's Sunday school teachers, and they did a marvelous job. They love doing what they're doing. And then the Lord brought Mike and Agnes and then my wife and myself. And you can always help back there. I hope that the Lord places someone in their place and people, and I know that the Lord will put people that are godly and have a hunger for God's children. Pray for that, because there'll be an empty spot there. But so thank you for putting up with your servant this morning. It was a blessing. When I came here, I thought, well, I'll just sit back and relax and hide them. And all of a sudden, they threw me up into the front. And it's a blessing. It is a blessing. That same thing happened when I started pastoring Faith Baptist Church in Glendale. And they told me that they needed help, so I went to help, and I was supposed to be there till a Spanish-speaking pastor came, and I'm looking, where's the pastor, where's the pastor? And they said, Tag, you're it. And I was it, and I was it for 10 years until Pastor Marcus came from Bob Jones, and he's got the church right now. I didn't hear that.
Michelle's home. Michelle is home.
Yes, she spoke with my wife this afternoon. I guess no one wants to be in the hospital. I mean, they wake you every half an hour and oh, did I wake you up? Yes, you did. And they keep on doing that, but it's their job, and I thank God for people in the hospital that are working. Yes, good. She'll be in pain, but again, she's home and in her recliner. So thank you for all your prayers for her and him. And I know that they are comforted that God's people here at Harvest are doing the work of the Lord. So it's not me. It's all of us working together for good. Thank you, Marlene, for playing that song in the morning. It's just amazing how the Lord brings people to edify his people here at Harvest Baptist. This evening, I'll be speaking on the results of a humble spirit and of an arrogant, a haughty spirit. And I'm going to use an illustration. It's not in any book. It's not in the Bible. You won't find it. Many, many years ago, I heard a missionary by the name of Baker, Brother Baker, and he used this illustration, and it kind of, when I was looking and studying the Word of God, and I said, you know what, that illustration even though it's not in the Bible and in a book, I'm going to use it to go into the Word of God. And I'll try to finish in time or maybe even sooner. I'm going to let you guys go soon. After we pray, we're going to go home. No, that's real soon. No. But I'm going to this illustration, and I liked it. And there was a turtle, and the turtle was swimming with the ducks and the geese in the pond and the lake, and that little turtle can talk. He would talk, and he would get in the way of all the ducks and the geese. And, "Hi, little turtle, how are you? I'm doing great," doing the backstroke, and then he'd go underwater and all happy. Well, when the winter came, the fall came, and getting ready for winter, you know that the geese, the ducks, they fly south for the winter. And a week before they left, all of a sudden, they see the little turtle over there with pushy lips. And so they look at the little turtle. What's wrong with her? And so they went and asked the little turtle, "What's wrong with you, little turtle? I mean, you're always happy and smiling, and all of a sudden you're all sad. What happened?" And the little turtle said, "Well, you know what? You guys, for the summer, come here, and you guys are all together. And when the winter sets in, you guys go all together and stay together. But you know what? When you leave, I'm going to be here all by myself. And it's going to be very cold and lonely. And I don't like to be lonely." And so one of the ducks said, "Well, if you can come with an idea, we'll take you with us." And so the little turtle started thinking, how can I do it? If I can find a way for them to take me. And he said, "Oh, I got an idea." He told one of the geese, said, "You stand right here." And he said, "And the other one stand right here. And I'm going to put a stick on your beak." And they were holding the stick with their beak. He said, "And then I am going to, with my beak, and that way you guys, when you fly, you guys can take me with you." And so when the time came, the geese, the ducks, and everything, they start flying south. And you know how, it's amazing, I used to live in a little town, and in winter you could see ducks and geese, and they form like a V. Hundreds and thousands, they don't stop, they just keep going. You can see them flying, and they get in a formation. And if there's another flock over there, they gather together, and they all form a V. They start getting together, and they're just flying, they're blocking the air, and they know what they're doing. And so all of a sudden they're flying, and the little turtle is all happy. And all of a sudden, the other geese that are getting together, "Wow, that is amazing. Whoever thought of that idea is a genius. I wonder who it was." And the little turtle going up. And nobody, "Oh my goodness, I don't know who did that." And they kept saying, "I wonder who came up with that idea." And all of a sudden, on one of the, he got tired and said, "I wonder who came up with that idea." And he goes, "Me." Proverbs 16:18. Poor little And it stayed in me because of the way it was said. But Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction." and an arrogant or a haughty, it's an arrogant, I like to say, a spirit before a fall. Poor guy. And if he would have just kept his mouth shut, he would have been okay. He reminded me of Job's friend. They did okay until they opened their mouth. And that's when they messed up. Let's go ahead and pray. And after that, we'll be dismissed. No, we won't. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Father, some of us have a lot of education. Some of us don't. But you are willing to use us just like you use our disciples. Most of them had no education. They were either farmers, fishers, or shepherds, and except for Luke, a doctor. We had a tax collector that used to rob people. But Father, sometimes you use the simple to confound the wise. Because a lot of times when we are educated and we know this or that, we tend to start putting people down. Forgive us, Lord, because that is called pride. And pride will stop us from serving you, Lord. So I ask that this evening you give us a humble spirit so that we not only hear it here, but may we take a humble heart home and use it for your honor and glory. That way we're going to be able to help others instead of thinking that they need to be serving us. Be with me as I speak your word, Lord. And be with your people here as they hear your word, Father. And may we be edified and your name be glorified. Father, be with us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Amen. Humility. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Humility will take us towards wisdom. When we humble ourselves, while pride will take us to shame and disgrace. It's plain and simple. Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. What is wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom, in other words, the respect, the reverence for the Lord. There's churches that in the morning, and when they come, you know what they do the first thing they come? They come straight and they kneel on the altar, thanking God. Some, they'll come and sit down, they pray here. Why? Because they want to honor God. We need to have that reverence to God. We are not just coming to any house. This is God's house here on earth. And the reason we're here, first of all, is to honor and glorify his name. The second reason is that for God's people, Bunny is homesick. Guess what? We are concerned for her. We pray together. When something's going wrong and they call me, I'm praying for you. You don't know how that encourages me. And we need to encourage each other. And the third reason is for us, God's people, to be a light unto the lost around. When we go witnessing, passing flyers, and again, Noni is a result of us going to aggravate her into giving the flyers. And she finally said, I'm going to go because they won't leave me alone. But praise the Lord that she's here. Praise the Lord. And sometimes, oh Lord, we've been going month after month and we don't see result. Well, that's what we thought, but God is working everything together for good. And as a result, we have Brendel and Oni here and others. And I don't know how many others I prayed. I said, Lord, as we put this track in this door, may you convict these people through your Holy Spirit, and may they read that track because it's your word, and the God's word will never come back void when we humble ourselves. And then Proverbs 13:10 says, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. You notice how when somebody knows, you know that we can always learn from a little girl, little boy. We can learn from someone our age or even older. But when we set our heart to pride, no, you're not going to tell me. I mean, I've been here in this work for years. Yeah, but maybe there's a simple way and that person can help you. And if you're willing to take their advice, it's going to help you. But with a, have you ever worked with a contagious person where you can't tell them nothing? I know what I'm doing, and they don't know what you're doing. They're doing, but they know it all, and you can't tell them. And it's always arguing with them and fighting, and it's a struggle. And this is what's going on when pride kicks in. Humility will lead us to honor, while pride will take us to be punished. In Proverbs 15:13, it says, the fear of the Lord. And it's not that fear of the Lord is not, I'm scared. No, it's the respect of the Lord. Okay? The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. See how it's working? It takes us to the right path. While the prideful person, it says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. And then we have Proverbs 18:12. Humility will end up in honor, while pride will take us to be humiliated. It says in Proverbs 18:12, before destruction, the heart of man is arrogant, haughty, but it's arrogant. And before honor is humility. When we have a humble heart. 13, I never forget this 13 because, and I'm going to tell you a little story about my sister. It says here on 18:13 says, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Have you ever heard of people where you're trying to tell them, and I told you, and they haven't even heard what you're saying, and they're already arguing with you. Have you heard what I'm going to say? No, but I know what you're going to say. They don't know, but they're arguing. My older sister, my nephew, Ricky, he was the black sheep of the family. Always getting in trouble. I mean, if you were to look at the dictionary and see trouble, it would have a picture of my nephew there. Because, I mean, he was always getting in trouble. But so our neighbors came over to the house and said, you know what? My son's having a birthday party, and we would like your son to come to the birthday party. And we'll let you know when. So he said, and before, okay, And so she went back to her house, and Ricky's sitting there watching TV. My sister goes, "Ricky, come here," and gets a stick. "I am going to let you go to the party, but you better settle down, and you better," and then pulling on his ears, and "what's going on? Because you're going to go to a party, and I know you're not going to behave." And before it even happened. And so the day came. Well, my sister heard wrong, okay? So she gets him all dressed up, well, for a little boy, and sends him with a little present. And there goes Ricky to our neighbor's home. He said, "Ricky," and she's already hitting him with a big old stick. "You better behave. You have mom. And so he finally gets there. "You better behave, because if they send you back, I'm going to bust you." "You know, well, you've already busted me." And so he goes to the house. Not even 5 minutes, he came back with a present. My sister looked at him. "I told you, give me that present. Sit right there. I told you, mom, wait. Mom, let me explain." "No, there's not. Why are you the only one that's back? Where's the rest of them? How come they didn't get sent home?" And finally, she cooled down and said, "Okay, why did they send you back?" And she says, "Because the party's tomorrow, not today." It says right there, he that answers a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Sometimes when they tell us something, it's happened to us sometimes. We jump the gun and we think they're going to tell us something, but it doesn't happen. So we need to be very careful. We need to hear. It doesn't matter how bad it sounds. There's always two sides to a coin. And you need to look at both sides before you start judging. And so, I am going to finish with this because it's going to be a short message, a lesson. Let's go ahead and go to the book of Luke. And I'm going to read it. Hopefully I can pull it together. I'm having a little bit of trouble today with my eyesight. But Luke chapter 18. Do we have a humble heart or do we have a prideful heart? And if we have a humble heart, the Lord can use us. But if we have a prideful heart, you think the Lord's going to use us? No. Okay? So in Luke chapter 18 from 9, from verses 9 through 14, it says this: "And he spake a parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others." That is right. "Two men," he said, "went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood up and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, thieves, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this guy over here.'" So he's putting himself up there. Poor guy over there, he's hearing what he's saying. And the Bible says that this guy thought he was it. And so he stands up and he says, "Oh, I fast twice a week. I do this and that. I'm not like that guy way over there." No, boasting. He says, where am I? He says, "I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." In other words, he's boasting. "I have a lot of properties," and he's just going on and on, putting that guy down. Because he doesn't have a penny. Okay? "And the publican, standing afar off," way over there, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. That man way over there, God, this guy saying that I'm a thief, that I'm an adulterer, and God, I'm so ashamed because that's only a small part. There's a lot of things, Lord, that's why I'm here, because I don't deserve, but I need your help. And he came with a repentant heart. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he went justified home rather than the other. And I pray that this evening as we go home, may we go home and at our house say, Lord, if I have had a pride, because we are human and pride kicks in whether we like it or not. We look at others down, okay, just like that Pharisee. And we need to say, Lord, forgive me. If I have had a prideful heart, forgive me, Lord, and help me to have a humble heart so that I can serve you and others. And so don't be like that little turtle me, because you'll have a great fall, okay? So thank you. That's the message that I had for us today in the difference between humility and an arrogant heart. May we stay far away from an arrogant heart, and may we draw nigh to God with a humble heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we stand before you this evening, we will be going home and start a new week. Father, be with Pastor Cook and Michelle. Be with Alan and Susan. Be with each and every one of us, Lord. There's many at home not feeling good. Some are traveling. Some are sick. I remember got a phone call, from a text message from Cleto's sister. She broke two of her feet, one knee, a hand, and an arm. And so I pray that you comfort her and may Cleo and Mary witness to her. I don't know if she knows you, but I pray for all those that are hurting, and help us to have a humble heart so that we can pray with a clean heart and a clear conscience, Lord. Take pride away from us and fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Take us home and prepare us, Lord, and we'll give you the honor and glory. In Christ's name, we thank you. Amen. And you are dismissed.